Are you a fan of Channel 4's Countdown? It's an incredibly popular program. In fact, it's been going since the channel launched. I'm sure it was on the very day that Channel 4 launched as well. We're going to be chatting with Natalie Curran, who recently appeared on the program as a contestant. How did you get on, Natalie?
I didn't win, but I think I still did pretty well. I thought, just go and enjoy yourself and don't embarrass yourself. They were the two main things. Well, to be fair, I didn't actually put myself forward for it. It was my mum who put me forward for it. So what happened was I discovered Countdown relatively recently. Well, I got really into it. About a month later, I said, "Mum, you'd really enjoy this too." So I got her watching it. And then about 6 or 7 months after that, I had me, and mum, and my dad were all watching it. And my dad said, "You're really good at that. You should go on it." Mum said, "You are really good at it." Next thing I know, she's got an iPad out and is filling out a form for me.
That was awful good of her.
Yes.
So you are a fan of the program. Does that mean you're good with numbers, good with letters, conundrums, that sort of thing?
Yeah, I mean, like anybody, you can make your daft mistakes or miss the obvious and all that kind of stuff. But I think the biggest thing was my speed. Less so when you're in the actual studio, because obviously nerves and pressure and everything gets to you. But at least sitting at home, sort of once I'd established what the conundrum was, for instance, read every letter or had it spread out to me, I would get it fairly instantaneously. Likewise with numbers, within a matter of seconds, I'd say, "Yep, got it." I think that was kind of what I felt was my strongest asset, was I was probably equally good at both letters and numbers. I'm a numbers geek, and there's just something about them that tends to click. Though admittedly, there were a couple of numbers rounds I didn't get. But like I say, that's nerves and all the rest of it getting to you. And one of the things I did to try and help me concentrate was I traced the letters and numbers on the table, just my finger. So although I wasn't making any visible or tactile like mark, it just helped sort of trace it in my head, kind of solidify them there. Whilst watching along with it, I don't have a problem. It's just a conundrum at the end where they usually only display it. I'd either have to pause it, pause the screen myself and take a photo and read it back. Or if I'm watching with somebody, such as my mum, she would pause it and read it out to me. The only other thing I struggled with, or struggle with in general, is some of the letters that sound the same. I don't know if you've ever found that, where like M and N or B and P or that kind of thing. But when I was in the studio, I did just clarify. If I wasn't sure, I just said, "Which did you mean?" And I think there is one instance of that they did keep in the recording so that people knew that that was an option.
I noticed that Channel 4, they obviously spoke with RNIB before you sort of went on, if you like, just to get some advice and things like that, the best way to set things up. And I think they even created the braille for the conundrums, but I'm right in thinking you didn't need that.
No, I didn't use that because I don't think like that. Yes, I do use Braille and I do read Braille, but when I'm playing along at home, I don't ever use it. And when my mum signed me up for it, I did panic and try watching it with my Braille notes and and writing things down and seeing how I got on. I was useless. I was utterly useless. Because the thing is, with Countdown, maybe less so with the numbers, but definitely with all the letters rounds, including the conundrum at the end, I want to be able to manipulate the letters, don't I? And I need to be able to move them around. And if I write them out on a display or something, they then just feel static. They don't move. So I was thinking about it the other day, actually. It's almost like if you've ever played Scrabble, you pull your letters out the bag, you lay them out on the table, and then you rearrange them. But you can't do that if you've glued them to the table. And that's how it feels for me. So yes, it's much harder in terms of concentration and memory. But that's how my brain works, and that's the way to do it. So we agreed that Colin Murray, the host, would read out the conundrum, because it always comes out as two or three words. He'd read it out and then display it on screen and start the timer, so that me and my opponent had the sort of same opportunity. And I was given the Braille as well, because he'd already asked for it to be transcribed, so it'd be a waste not to. I had the answer. Skimmed my finger across the Braille to check all the letters were there, just for my own reassurance. Because honestly, I wasn't sure the word I'd come up with was really a word. And then hit the buzzer. It was a fabulous experience. I really enjoyed it.
Any other quiz shows you fancy taking part in?
Well, funnily enough, I told two people after recording it how I'd gotten on, my nonna and a good sort of family friend. And they both said, so Mastermind's next, isn't it? And I was like, all right then. I don't know. Maybe I will do something else in the future. I have to say, I've always had a bit of an eye on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. But like the rest of us, I know I'd like to be a millionaire, but I don't know if I've got the general knowledge to get me there. So we'll see.
I would love to do Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. My general knowledge, I think, is pretty good. I think I would struggle with, you know, where they do the lineup at the start and it's the fastest finger first. Yeah. And they do things like, you know, here's four words, put them in alphabetical order. And I think that would probably catch me out a bit. I think I would be a bit slower there.
I see those, obviously, I think I'd get. But it's the ones that make me nervous are like geography. You know, list these cities in order from north to south. I haven't a clue.
Well, who knows, Natalie, we may see you back on Countdown. We may even see you on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. But thank you for telling us your story on R&IB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having me.